Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And I'm joined by my good friend, the co-founder of Speakers Pathway, Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don, I'm going to give you a chance to say hello in just a moment. But also, I want you to share three important things with the audience today. Number one, why is speaking important? Number two, talk a little bit about TEDx training and TEDx talks. And number three, what in the world is a SelectSpert speaker? Dandy Don, are you there, sir?
I am. I'm sitting here in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. I'm at an Airbnb at a picnic table living the laptop lifestyle. So, yeah. So why is speaking important? There's no better way to get your message out there and personally connect with people than by getting in front of them and speaking. And yeah, you could do it one-to-one, right? One person at a time. But how many hours would it take you to have conversations with 100 people?
Absolutely. And you know, you're also one of the key people. You've actually created a special TEDx training course, have you not, sir?
I have. We just launched it. It's our first, what I'll call, a la carte course that we're offering in Speakers Pathway. It's called The Path to Your Great TED Talk. And this course leads you all the way through how to find TEDx events and TEDx stages that are a fit for you, how to do an application, how to actually win that stage and speak at the event, how to put together a TED Talk that's appropriate for TED, how to deliver a TED Talk, and then how to make the most of a TED Talk once you actually have it, how to use it in your branding. And so it's a super, super powerful course. All the feedback we've had from people who have taken it has been unbelievable.
It really has, ladies and gentlemen. And I can tell you that Dandy Don, he is internationally known around the world. Not only is Dandy Don because he's a dandy guy, but he's also the speaking geek. So if you're looking for some good grassroots reality, teach me how to speak, Dandy Don is your man. And you coined the term called SelectSpert speaker. Would you share that with us, sir?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Most entrepreneurs are an expert at something. They're an expert at whatever their knowledge is. If they're a hypnotherapist, if they're someone who's can help people with their health and their fitness, they're an expert in something. But you know, one thing I discovered is that experts have a hard time sometimes getting on stage. They have a hard time winning stages. But you know who doesn't have a hard time, Jim?
Who's that, sir?
Celebrities. Celebrities have no trouble getting in front of hundreds, thousands, or tens of thousands of people. So what I did is I came up with a program that shows people who are experts how to step into a celebrity brand and become a celebrity expert, or what I coined the term and I got the registered trademark for is SelectSpert.
That's really amazing, because when you said that, someone says, hey, you need to trademark that. And they're exactly right, because it was just a beautiful term. And how'd you come up with that? Did it just pop into you or what?
Yeah, we were getting ready for an event that we did down here in Phoenix, actually. We were teaching a Winning Paid Stages course, and the revelation just came to me when I was looking at how do you win stages. That celebrities have no problem. In fact, they get paid, you know, $75,000 sometimes to go give a one-hour talk. So, you know, it just occurred to me that really upping that celebrity status within the community that someone's associated with is just a winning strategy. So that was the genesis of it.
That's amazing, because as we very well know, ladies and gentlemen, when you're speaking on stage, or if you're going to do a YouTube video, if you're going to do a webinar, it's not what you want to say. It's what do the people What do they want to hear? Who are they listening to? Is your message of value to them? That's the same thing that's happening on here on the radio show with podcasting. We're going to be doing another show called Coach Spotlight Radio, which will help you learn how to do podcasts, because podcasts is where it's at. And Dandy Don, I got to give you a plug, brother, because I love the fact that you're doing a podcast of something that you love and your passion for climbers over 40. Would you be kind enough to share that, sir?
Yeah, it's called the Climbing Lifer Podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Facebook. You can find it pretty much everywhere, because I'm getting the word out there. And so far, the feedback has been fantastic. I actually had just the other night, if you've seen the movie Free Solo, that's about a guy named Alex Honnold who free soloed the nose on El Capitan or a route on El Capitan. Well, his mother reached out to me the other day and wants to be on my podcast. So I'm so super excited the word's getting out there.
That's really amazing. It really is, because the inspiration and the reason why I wanted to mention that, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that no matter who you are, where you're from or whatever, if you have a passion and you're an expert in something, you owe it to share that information with others, because it could bring joy and jubilee to someone's life. It could be a bright light in their hour of need. There is all kind of reasons to get your message out, because speaking is the best way to do that. And last week, we had a gentleman on the radio show by the name of Noah St. John. And Noah St. John, he's all about getting rid of head trash and getting focused. And when he came on the air, Don, I was convinced he either had two bowls of Wheaties or extra set of vitamins. How about you?
Yeah, he was super high energy, and it was a fantastic to talk to. And I love one thing he said. He said that, you know, a lot of people and people that gurus that he went to said, just wish for it and it will come. And he said, that's baloney. You got to get out there and do some work. And I don't know about you, Jim, but I found that success rewards
action, brother. Action. Yes, sir. It really does. And, you know, Don and I, you and I have both been to those seven-figure workshops. And those seven-figure workshops, ladies and gentlemen, are seven figures that you do not need in your life. Am I right on that, Dandy?
Yeah, every seven-figure workshop I've ever attended, I've gotten seven figures. Unfortunately, they're all zeros.
Yeah. And that's exactly what Noah St. John was talking about. All these people that, you know, give you this false hope and things of this nature. And that's why we focus on the grassroots reality of speaking and being able to help someone in their hour of need and be able to entertain people. Because some people, like Don, I know that there are people that join your climbing, your climbing lifer podcast. And I know they're there because they enjoy hearing you, because you've written many books on climbing. You're a subject matter expert, and you're just a guy that just loves to go out and get high climbing rocks. Isn't that right, brother?
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully my wife and I are going to go out and get high on Sunday. Hopefully we're going to do some climbing down here.
Absolutely. And today we have a very special young lady with us. We're so excited to have her on the radio show. Dandy Don, I mean, Kimberly is just a wonderful lady. She's overcome some major, you know, things in her life. And you know what? She is really focused on paying it forward, being a blessing to others. And, you know, I'm going to let you introduce her and brag about her a little bit, if you would, sir.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So, yeah, Kim is a special person. Kim works so hard at things. I've met very few people who have gone into something and just gone all in. When she joined Speaker's Pathway, she was tearing up the courses. I was watching every day. She was in there just tearing it up, digging in, getting it done. And not only did she just gain some knowledge through the courses, she put it into action. And now she's going to be speaking multiple cities on a purpose and passion tour. It's my and is doing a podcast and all kinds of incredible stuff. So it's my pleasure. Welcome to the show, Kim Minor-Jadeh.
Hello. Thank you so much, both Jim and Don. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me on. I'm happy to be here. There has been nothing greater in my life than having the opportunity to meet you both and to have a personal relationship, you know, friendship, build a personal friendship with you both. And, I've worked with you both, but I've worked even more with Don. And, Don is a person that sees the all the strengths that you have and finds a way to pull those out so that you can move forward. So absolutely. Thank you.
Well, we're very honored to have you here because we know what you're going to bring to the party. And I was reading a little bit about your bio there. So you're a former ballet dancer and a lifelong athlete. How old were you when you first started ballet?
I started ballet when I was probably about 6 or 7 years old. And I took a little bit of ballet, and then I actually was into figure skating. And then it was kind of one of those things that they felt like I needed the ballet again to help with the figure skating. And my parents had said, okay, you need to make a choice. Like, we're not here to pay for all of this. So make a choice of what you think of where your passion is. And so I chose dance. And it was something that has helped me become the person I am. It's helped me learn how to be competitive, figure out commitment, to figure out how to be determined and never give up. So those are the things that have, served me well through my entire adult life.
That's really amazing, and looking here at, that I know you're very well known and very well popular in the Phoenix area. You also have a podcast. You've got over 9,000 followers, which is very, very respectable. And we got about 30 seconds left before we got to go to commercial. But I wanted to point out that you've also been featured in magazines, iNetworkpreneur magazine, Voyage Phoenix. And that's really an honor, isn't it, Kim?
It is. There's something about seeing your story in writing and seeing people reflect on the things that you've worked so hard on. Sometimes it's easy to get lost in what you're doing and you don't take time to reflect on what it is you've achieved.
Okay, we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Some fun facts about noses and ears I'll bet you didn't know. Did you know your ears secrete more earwax when you're afraid than when you aren't? And generally, people with asthma have better hearing than those who don't. Now, here's a word for you. When someone gets their ears pierced, they're actually piercing their pinna. The pinna is the fleshy part of the earlobe. Did you know it's possible to sneeze so hard you can break a rib? That happened to my husband's secretary once. And according to research, you'll blow your nose 250 times this year. Scientists have also determined that the smell in your right nostril is more pleasant, while the smell in your left nostril is more accurate. By the way, twice as many men as women can wiggle their ears. It's marching neighborhood. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. We're so glad that you're tuned in. I'm with my good friend, the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don at SpeakersPathway.com, we have some complimentary gifts, don't we, sir?
We absolutely do. All you got to do is go to SpeakersPathway.com. That's our homepage right in the middle. You can't miss it. It's complimentary gifts. Click on complimentary gifts. It brings you to a page where you'll see all of our executive training directors, and they're each offering a free gift for you. So, for example, Preston Martelli at the very bottom, Preston Martelli is offering his tips to really strengthening your brand and taking your brand to the next level. So all you got to do is find Preston, click on the download, and get your free gift.
Thank you, sir. It's really amazing because Preston is really good at that. All of our executive training directors, all six of them, are offering their special complimentary gifts. So feel free, ladies and gentlemen, to go there, get one, two, three, or more, share it with others. Most importantly, our executive training directors, they're there available to you to answer any questions, and we do not hound people with spam or anything like that. You have my word on that. And today we have one of our members, Kim Miner Judae, with us, and she's going to talk about something. The title of her show is going to be Everything is Created Twice, and I'm dying to hear about that, Dandy Don. How about you, brother?
I am, because that's something reminds me of one of my favorite books, actually, the book that changed my life, the book that sent me on a success path that probably wouldn't have happened. And it was Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. And that's kind of what he said. Everything is created twice. And it also relates to what we talked about with Noah last week, Kim, and about the head trash, about how you have to create things in your mind first, right?
That's true. You do. You do have to set things in your mind first. You have to figure out where your thoughts are, and then take your thoughts and put your thoughts onto paper. And it is through that transition from the mind to the paper that allows you to come up with a process or emotion to set forward.
You know, one of the things that I've talked about here many times is that, and Don, we've mentioned it before, and I want Kim to, if she would please, to expand on this a little bit. But sometimes one of my major faults I had overcome, and I still struggle with this, is being a perfectionist. I can't go forward until everything is perfect. And that is really paralysis, isn't it, Dandy?
It is. Success rewards
action. So get it in gear, get it up and get it going, you know. And she made a comment here about how frustrations of not achieving the optimum success. And I'm just kind of like thought, well, that fit right into what one of my problems is, because it's easy to get frustrated. And Kim, if you'd be kind enough to expand on that, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jim. You know, the thing is that we all have in our mind of how much, energy that we feel that we've put out. How many times have you found yourself, have you worked on something, and in your mind, you have put 110% in, and so you thought, you know, I've absolutely put every ounce of effort, if not more, so I should absolutely be successful right now. Or, you know, I've tried so many things and I failed, you know, over and over and over again. And so, you know, I should be successful now because I've failed enough. And so we have these preconceived things in our mind of what we think is acceptable in the amount of effort and failure that we put out in something. And we in our mind determine of what we think, the time limit is of when we should experience success. And that's not how it works. How it works is that when you reach your optimum success is that when you open yourself up to just doing the work, when you sit there and you continue to do it, and then you continue to do it when you feel like you've put enough in. When you just keep going, you don't question the process. When you don't question the process, whether it is in the amount of time that you put in or the number of failures that you have, that you keep coming back and you keep doing it every single day, that's when it starts to happen. Is that when you start focusing, have all these preconceived things, you actually put it out into the universe and stuff, and are bringing back into you limitations. Because you, in your mind, you're already creating the limitation that saying that, okay, that you only have to work so hard, or I only have to fail so much. And then you automatically are creating these barriers for yourself that you don't even realize that you're putting out there. And so you are in the midst of creating your reality. And so you are actually creating the blockages that are keeping you from being able to be successful. So you have to really, you know, start taking away those barriers and what those preconceived thoughts are. And I have so many times myself in my career, I spent many years in sales, and you know, in sales, it's always about, you know, the next sale, the next sale, the next sale. And, you know, wanting to achieve that next volume level so that you can keep moving up and stuff. And so, you know, in my mind, I was always like, oh, well, you know what, like, I just have to do this, this, and this. And, you know, I always thought that, you know, if I just kept working, that it would just happen. Well, there was an evolution. There were so many things that that you have to learn. And it, quite honestly, it wasn't until years later when I was helping others who were new in the business that I realized how much it is that I didn't know. But you only know what you know at the time. So the biggest thing that you can do for yourself when you're either starting out or you're in the midst of your career and stuff is take a moment to reflect on yourself. Of where were you, where are you now, where are you trying to go, and look at what it is that you are achieving, because then what it does is it gives you the chance to have some gratitude for where you are right now and open yourself back up to be able to continue to put the effort forward and move forward and being able to then allow success to come to you.
I like the way you put that, because Dandy Don, you and I, we've heard Bill Heinrich talk about, you know, when you're going forward and you're doing things, don't beat yourself up because you couldn't get to what your preconceived, you know, mental block was that you should be, because that is definitely a handicap, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, and like I love what you said, Kim. There's not a put in this many hours, put in this much effort, and you will achieve this. There's no recipe. If there were, you know, we'd all be thin and good looking and rich, right? But, right?
That's one of the things that I learned when I was dancing too, is that, you know, it was a one of the things that in the world of dance is that it's a very competitive area and stuff, and it has a way of being cruel and giving you a reality check all the time of exactly where you stand. So I learned on a regular basis that I wasn't as good as I thought I was on a regular basis, that it was going to take more effort, because I was, you know, I would achieve something and would only be good at that, you know, for that moment. And then I would be, you know, starting all over again. And, you know, when I got out into the business world, I thought, well, this should be much easier, because it was such a doggy dog world in the dance world. And I thought, well, oh, this is going to be so much easier. This will be nothing. And I realized, no, there's no difference. It takes the same amount of effort. It's just a different area that I'm focusing in. So
you're exactly right. Cause you know, too many times we try to put everything in a box in the physical, and that makes it really, really tough, because I have personally experienced that myself, ladies and gentlemen, you know, thinking, well, if I do this, I should be able to measure that. And that's not the way it is. It really isn't. There's too many other factors that fit in there. And Kim, I really like the way you talk about, you know, that success doesn't come quickly just because you feel like if you put in enough effort and you've experienced enough failure. That's not the formula at all, is it?
No, it's not. That's not the formula of how that works. You know, one of the things is that you have to be, one of the keys to success is that is what I try to term is, you know, the in focus on is one of the biggest things that I learned in my research and stuff is the four awarenesses. And you need to be aware of, you know, your time, your tasks, being reflective and self-awareness. And when you implement those, you know, we can go, you know, and there's a discussion, you know, behind those is that, you know, you need to figure out how to use your time. Are you using your time wisely? You know, tasks, you know, how many tasks are you giving yourself? Are you giving yourself too much where you never have an ability to be successful in anything that you achieve? So, you know, if I give myself 10 tasks in a day, well, you know, that's highly unachievable. So if I continually do that every single day, it's really hard to be successful. Then you end every day feeling like you haven't achieved something. So you're setting yourself up for failure every single day. So, you know, reflective, you know, are you giving yourself an opportunity to have some gratitude for what you have achieved? You know, it's really important to understand what it is that you are accomplishing. You know, are you giving yourself, you know, a pat on the back? Are you doing something to reward yourself for what it is that you're accomplishing? One of the biggest things that I try to teach my kids that are in their young 20s and stuff is that, you know, they have all these aspirations of what it is they want to do. And I always tell them, like, well, what have you achieved thus far? And they've told me everything that they've done. I'm like, that's amazing. Like, I'm so proud of you. Look at what you've accomplished and stuff. And the whole basis is that, you know, I want them to feel good for about what they've accomplished right this second and stuff, because it's a journey to where it is you want to go. And if you don't ever reflect on what it is you have achieved, how do you keep your motivation to keep going forward? And that's really important to have those tools, you know, available and being self-aware. You know, where are you going? Are you going on that same path? You know, are you giving yourself the ability to look at where you're going? And, you know, are you maybe going in a different direction? Because, you know, on this journey, some things that have opened up to you that you had no idea of the possibilities. And now maybe your goal is going into a different direction. You know, you give yourself the gift of aligning yourself more and more with where your purpose is, of where it is that you actually are looking to go. So, you know, all of these things are so important to do when you're really trying to work.
Yeah, we'll be breaking right now for a commercial. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging and reverse.
Do you ever get nervous riding in an elevator because you're afraid the cable might snap? It's entered my mind more than once. According to Elevator World magazine, on the rare occasion a cable breaks, the car won't hunge plunge to the bottom. This is because elevators have as many as 10 cables holding them up, each capable of supporting a fully loaded car. Sometimes I feel a little mischievous in elevators. Next time you're feeling like a rapscallion, try one of these little jokes. When there's only one other person in the elevator, tap them on the shoulder, and then pretend it wasn't you. Push one of the buttons and pretend it gave you a shock. Or maybe start a sing-along. What's a word for a person who thinks he's funny but no one else does? Witzelsucht.
It's Margin and Rupert.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your future is now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. We're so glad that you tuned in. We hope that you download the show and share our show with others. I'm joined today with the co-founder of Speakers Pathway Coalition at speakerspathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, we've got some complimentary gifts there, don't we, sir?
We absolutely do. Just go to speakerspathway.com. You can't miss it. Right in the middle of the page is complimentary gifts. You click on that, it brings you to a page. Each one of our executive training directors has a free gift. If you scroll down, you'll see Dustin Matthews, who is the chief education officer at wealthfit.com. And he has his own podcast, WealthFit. And just you'll see he has a free gift about how to get out of debt and start making passive income. All of us want some passive income, don't we?
Absolutely. And you know, when we had him on the show, he talked about when you go to college, no one teaches you how to balance a checkbook. I go like, well, he's right, you know. And he's just a grassroots kind of a guy, down to earth. He's a super gentleman. We're very honored to be associated with him as one of our executive training directors. Please download his freebie there, his complimentary gift, and share it with others. And be sure to stop by and visit all of our executive training directors there at speakerspathway.com. Take a look at what they offer and feel free to, you know, download anything that you like there. We're visiting today where our guest, our very special guest, is a member of speakerspathway.com, Kimberly Miner, Jude. And she was talking a little bit before the break on the four types of awareness: time, task, reflective, and self-awareness. Dandy Don, I'm waiting. I just can't wait to hear about that. How about you?
Yeah, just incredible, incredible stuff. And Kim, will you share with the audience how they can get more of and hear more and learn more about you?
Absolutely. So my website is www.holisticliving.life. And here, some people may get confused. There's a play on words. It's WHOLISTIC, living.life. So you can find out information on there. There's information on the podcast. You can actually go in and listen to some of the podcasts. You can see about speaking, and you'll be able to see about coaching that I have available. So by all means, anyone that would be interested in learning more, please go up there and see what information you can get for yourself.
And before we get started, Kim, you mentioned about speaking. You are a keynote speaker, are you not?
I am. I actually have been asked, and I'm touring this year on the Purpose and Passion Tour. And the whole purpose of the tour is to really help those reflect on eliminating and divorcing themselves from the excuses of being able to achieve their goals and what their worth and their self-worth is and stuff. And so there's so many times that all of us were so hard on ourselves when we have experiences that happen in our life that prevent us from thinking that we somehow don't have any more value. And what a horrible feeling for any person to carry around is that we should all feel that we're amazing people, because each one of us are a gift to this earth to help others and participate in what's going on. So, you know, our goal is to help people to get in touch with their strengths and figure out that they still have purpose. They still can have goals. They can still accomplish things in life. It doesn't matter what age you are. There's not a magic age that all of a sudden that you can't accomplish anything anymore. Like you're done. Until you are off this earth, then I guess you're done. You know. So, but while you're on this earth, like there's no limitations. You can do something that you want to do all the time, just put your mind to it and you can accomplish it. So that's what our goal is.
Absolutely. You know, Dandy Donna, she was talking, I was thinking about how much we've seen her go and grow in Speaker's Pathway as a member at speakerspathway.com. And it really is a blessing to see someone live her life the way she wants to. Now she's a keynote speaker. Oh, my goodness, Kim, we're so proud of you. But let's get right into the four types of awareness: time, task, reflective, and self-awareness. I'm going to turn the mic over to you, Kim.
Yeah, okay. So Here's the thing is that it's really, really important if you are wanting to be successful in the goals that you have, that, you know, here's a statistic that is staggering, is that, do you know that 92% of the people never write or never achieve a goal? 3% never write a goal down, and 1% of the people never rewrite or review their goals. And that is, you know, when at the beginning of the year, here we are, we're ending January, the beginning of 2020. And at the beginning of January, everybody has that New Year resolution, or like, I'm going to approach 2020 differently. It's going to be different than next year. And we all have it in our mind of what all these things are that we want to do and stuff. How many of the people actually take the time to put it down on paper and actually set it in motion? You can't set something in motion until you write it in paper, because when you write it in paper, you're making a commitment to yourself. And so, you know, and how are you going to use your time? Well, you can't delegate your time unless you actually have something that you've committed to yourself. That's really, really important. And there's a 80-20 rule, is how are you using your time? You know, I am really easy at making everything important at once. So, you know, I can be trying to do 10 different things at the same time and think that every single one of them has equal importance. Well, if I keep going at that rate, then I'm actually going to be 80% busy, and I'm only going to get 20% of what I want to get done. Where if people are only doing 20% of the things, they're going to get 80% done. They're going to be 80% more effective. It's because they are using their time more methodically. They actually have a focus on what it is that they want to do. So it's really important to understand, how is it you're using your time? And that, which then leads into tasks, is that, you know, when you're doing tasks, you should never have more than 3 to 5 things listed on what you want to get done in that day. And here's one of the key things, Jim, is that you don't, when you finish something, you don't want to add something in, because the goal of creating only those many tasks in is that what you're doing is that you're allowing yourself, is that when you accomplish those things, how would you feel at the end of the day when you have those all crossed off? It gives you a sense of satisfaction, correct? That you feel like you've actually accomplished something. You've gotten something done. Like, oh, I got everything done today. Well, what motivation does that create for the next day then? Right? So you're it's a building block. You're building motivation for yourself every single day. And that at the end of the week, when you've accomplished every single thing, then you have this motivation that you've built that you can accomplish the things that you're looking to accomplish. The other thing that you're doing then too, as you're creating the number of tasks, and when you don't get certain things done, is that you will find that maybe some of those things that are on your list, maybe they're not as high of a priority as you thought they were. And that's really important too, is that understanding of what are the things that are a priority to you and the things that you thought were a priority but really aren't a huge priority. And it's really important to understand those different things, because it's really, really easy to get caught up in all of the things that go on. You know, Don talks about how there's things that can come up in a day that you don't account for. Well, if you have 10 things on your list, then you don't have any room for the unknown that comes up every day. But if you have 3 things on your list, you're still giving yourself room to be able to have the unknown that comes up. Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's very important, because I remember one time many years ago, I heard this and I tried it and I really liked, because I had a lot of things in my inbox, you know, running my company and all that. And you keep looking at all that pile over there, and it really affects your subconscious mind. It can wear on you. It can, you know, you feel like you're, you know, you're behind the eight ball. You're under the, you put yourself in a pressure cooker, so to speak. And I learned, if I took that inbox and I put it in my desk drawer, and I pulled out the top item, and I just focused and worked on it, it was a lot less stressful. And you know, I got more done, because, you know, seeing all that huge workload that was ahead of me, or all the things that I wanted to get done, geez, you know, Dandy, that just wore me out. Can you imagine that?
I know. Just looking at them, it's like looking up at the top of the mountain, and every footstep looking at back at the top of the mountain and thinking how many steps you have to go, right? When the only thing you can do is take one step. And I took when I was an executive in an engineering firm, I learned a really, really valuable tip in one of the courses. It's really, really simple, but the first thing to do every day is go down and make your list and make sure that it's right and make sure that it's appropriate. And then actually that's one of your items. So check it off, and you get this little burst of dopamine that's like, yeah, one thing down, right? Yeah. So you get this little softball every single day.
Absolutely. Like, go ahead.
Kim. When I was in sales, I worked for a company, and they had this program that we had to put our task list in. And what it would do is that when you didn't cross it off, it would populate it into your next day. And so I remember that feeling of being overwhelmed, that I would open it up the next day and the list would be 10 times longer than it was. And I was, and when you're in sales, you need that momentum. You don't need things to bring you down. So I'm sure that so many of our listeners out there, that you don't have to be in sales. You can be in a number of different professions, that you have a list of things to do. And if it constantly is going over into the next day, over to the next day, how do you ever feel like you're accomplishing the things that you're wanting to accomplish? So don't do that to yourself. You know, I had to go away from that program. I had to go. I went to my boss and stuff and said, I can't use this program anymore.
No, I hear you.
Self-defeating.
Yeah, you bet. That'll really get to you, because we're going to be breaking for just a few moments here for commercial break. But after the break, we're going to come back with Kim. She's going to be talking about the three types of goals, the outcome, the process, and performance goals. And Dandy Don, I'm really excited about hearing about that. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
To lose weight, we know that each day we need to burn more calories than we take in through eating, and exercise burns more calories. According to Discovery Health, a 150-pound person will burn about 60 calories while taking a one-hour nap. 1 hour of sitting and watching television burns about the same. But if that 150-pound person takes a one-hour brisk walk, then say goodbye to more than 250 calories. Cardio exercise like running, biking, swimming, and brisk walking are the best modes of exercise to burn the highest amount of calories and will get the endorphins flowing in your body. Those feel-good neurotransmitters boost your mood naturally. So use exercise to burn calories, lose weight, and to feel good. I'm Annette Hammond. To hear other fitness and weight loss tips, visit our website at AnnetteHammond.com.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And I'm joined also with my good friend, the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don, in the early on in the show, we mentioned about TED Talks. And brother, if someone's out there and they're listening to and they say, hey, I'm interested in TED Talks, tell me more. Would you be kind enough to share it with them, sir?
As the speaking geek, if you want to do a TED Talk, you should do a TED Talk. It's a great way to build your brand, build credibility, and help a ton of people. There's over 1 billion views, B, with a B, 1 billion views of TED Talks on their YouTube channel. So go to speakerspathway.com, and at the very top in the menu, there's something called TED Training. Just click on that. You can download my gift to you. It's 5 simple steps to your kick butt TED Talk. Just go ahead, my gift to you, and I'll give you some valuable information about TED, about how to get on a TEDx event, how to give a great TED Talk, all kinds of great stuff.
Thank you, sir. I just cut my mic off there. Someone rang the doorbell, but I'll be there in just a moment. But anyway, yeah, right before the break, I mentioned that Kim was going to be talking about the outcome, the 3 types of goals, the outcome, the process, and performance goal. Kim, would you be kind enough to start that and talk about the 3 types of goals, please?
Absolutely. It's really important is that I think that this is one of the biggest lessons that I've had to learn. And, it's always a work in progress for me, too, is that there's 3 kinds of goals. There's outcome, process, and performance. And, you know, when I speak about outcome goals, is that we're all consumed of what we want the outcome of our goals to be. So when we have a goal in mind, we always then have an idea of what we want that outcome to be of that goal. So we have a preconceived notion of what that looks like in our mind, which doesn't allow for us to allow the process to take place. So then we never have an opportunity to allow the journey to happen, to be open to the things that are going on, because we are very narrowly focused in on what we have preconceived of what our future is going to look like. And then there's process and performance. And the process is the process that is going along, is that what are the goals that you're looking to achieve? Like, what are the steps that you're going through? So there is long-term goals that you're looking to accomplish, but there has to be short-term goals. So for instance, that one of the things that I try to help my daughter out with is that she's in the midst of in college looking to achieve her degree. Well, you know, that's a 4-year, assumably, program. Well, to look at it and say, oh my gosh, I have this much time left, I try to help her look and say, okay, well, you know what? Just get through this semester. And then when she gets done with that semester, you know, now you're that much closer. And then you get another semester done. And then, oh my gosh, you have like a year done. Oh, now you've got another year done. You know, so that allows the process to happen. And then your performance, you know, when you allow the process to happen and you allow yourself to be open, then you allow yourself to be able to perform at your best. And so, you know, when we call it a performance goal, it means is that you're allowing yourself to be your best you in the moment. And there is only, out of those 3 goals, there's only two of them that you actually have control over. You have control over the process and you have control over the performance of your goals. And when you, you know, have those in alignment, you give yourself the opportunity to have a better idea of what the outcome is going to be. But then you still allow yourself to allow things to manifest itself so that maybe the goal of where you're going is going to wind up being differently because what it is that you're working on allows other opportunities that you had no idea about. And if you become so focused on the outcome, then where it is that you're really supposed to go sometimes can't ever happen. And then there's many, many times that you wind up not achieving your goal because it isn't going to work because you're just way too focused on that outcome and the other things that keep coming up showing you where you should go differently. You're not taking advantage of those opportunities. And how many times have you found yourself in situations where, you know, people have come up to you and said, you know what, would you like the opportunity to do this? Or, you know, we're working on this project, you know, would you be interested in that? And you've turned away on those opportunities. Well, you know, you've walked away for maybe something that could enhance what you're doing, or maybe something that would have better fit for you than what it is that you're trying to make fit. So, you know, it's kind of that concept that of putting, you know, trying to put a square peg into a round hole. It doesn't work. So you have to allow yourself to be open. So, you know, I'm sure that both Don and, you know, Jim yourself, you found yourself in maybe those situations in your long careers, is that you're trying to force something to happen that really isn't meant to happen.
I can say, let me raise my hand and say I'm guilty as charged of that, and I've done it multiple times. And, you know, it's really sad because really when you're doing that, you're so focused on going against the grain, if I can use that phrase, or is it Bill Heinrich, like say, you're going against your energy and you're trying to push that chain uphill. And Dandy Don, in our careers, we've seen people that could, they just, you know, I don't know, they just can't give it up, Kenny.
Yeah, and it can be, in our culture, these behaviors can be addictive and counterproductive, right? And, you know, sometimes it's difficult to allow yourself to not get caught up in the outcome because that's I got to have this. I got to have this promotion. I got to buy the big house. And when the reality is, like you said, Kim, all we can do is be in the moment and do the thing, you know, the sale that we're working on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? You are spot on, Don. And, you know, to add on to what you're saying is that when you are so focused on what that out thing is that you miss the opportunity of enjoying of what it is, the enjoyment of the process. I think the biggest rewards that we can give ourselves is what it is that we're learning in the process. Once you've achieved your goal, then more times than not, you're like, you're happy that you've attained it, but then you start a new one. So you have to learn to be happy and enjoy the things that you're learning in the process, because that's the whole goal within itself, is what it is you're learning in the process.
Absolutely, Kim, because as you were saying that, it reminded me of what I think about, you know, it's the journey. It's all the things that you experienced along the way. That's what makes that so special. And it really, I love the way you put that and the way you're talking about, you know, the goals and how to go through the process and how it let everything come to you. Quit pushing the chain uphill. And Kim, if you'd be kind enough again to give your website, how people can find out more about you in case they need your good expertise and or for you to be a keynote speaker at their event.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. thanks, Jim. www.holisticliving.life. And it's holisticliving.life.
Thank you so much. You know, Dandy Don, when it comes to Kim and everything that she's done, the way she's gone and grown, she's the living example of exactly what she's been saying on this radio show, isn't she, sir?
Absolutely, Kim. So I bet you that, you know, 2 months ago, you would have never envisioned being invited to speak in a multi-city tour on your passion, right?
It wasn't even on my radar.
And it just came, it just came to you. And it's just been unbelievable watching you blossom in and the opportunities that are coming to you because of all your hard work.
Yeah, I feel very, very blessed. And that's because I've allowing myself to be open to the possibilities instead of having an idea, a vision of what I think it is supposed to be. So when I open myself up, things have manifest itself.
It really is. That's exactly where it is. Excuse me. Go ahead, Don.
No, I was just going to say, it reminds me of climbing, that I have to look at the summit and know what summit I'm trying to get to, but I just want to enjoy every move. I just want to be in the passion of the feeling of this journey. And if I have to back off because of things, hey, I back off. I go home and I have dinner.
And that's amazing. I like the way you put that, because that's something everyone can visualize. Because if you're wanting to go in this direction here, and you get up there and you say, well, that's not really the best direction for me, I'm going to make an adjustment. You don't beat yourself up about that, do you, Don? You just go, okay, can't go that way. We'll go this way, right?
Plan B.
Plan B. And ladies and gentlemen, I just demonstrated perfectly all my knowledge about rock climbing. But the thing that I really enjoy about what Kim is saying, what Don is saying, is the fact that they're all focused on serving others. They're not focused on what it is they want to do, is what is it? How can they be of service to others? And if you shift that mindset like that, a lot of the barriers in your mind will start coming down. And Dandy Don, we got about 1 minute left here on the air, and I'd like for you to share any thoughts, closing thoughts you have. And Kim, you too. Go ahead, please.
So, Kim, you shared with us about letting go, but also having direction. I'd love you to close us out with any final thoughts you have.
When you realize that what your goal is and what your purpose in life is actually bigger than you, then you will learn to be successful.
Ooh, I got to write that down. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put that in the description along with our website. And we're so honored to have Kim here. She's a keynote speaker, and her website will be there in the description. Please share the show with others, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Jim Grant, joined with Dandy Don McGrath, the rock climber. We'll catch you next week. Thanks again. Have a wonderful weekend.